I'm joined by Richard Casagrande from the British Red Cross, who's working with Syrian refugees fleeing the violence to Jordan. Richard, the Red Cross says that there are 180,000 displaced people in Jordan. This is in addition to the about 50,000 people that have claimed refugee status in the country?
Well, this includes those 50,000 who are registered with UNHCR officially. The figure of 180,000 comes from the government of Jordan. This is their own estimate based upon migration statistics through the border and also their other knowledge of who has actually been crossing the border to escape the violence since this started last year.
So what are the kind of challenges that these displaced people are facing in Jordan?
Yeah, what we're dealing with is really something of a hidden problem, because the majority of the refugees are actually living in communities across Jordan, in cities and towns. So this is quite a different problem than the high-profile issue of the refugee camp in the north of Jordan, which is getting a lot of attention. So these refugee families are trying to find accommodation in towns and cities and just to get by, but they have very few, if any, resources or little ability to generate an income. So what we see is many families who are unable to pay their rent. Rents have increased significantly in many areas, and adequate accommodation is becoming very hard to find. And a lot of refugee families are finding themselves unable to meet other basic expenditures, like buying medicines, fresh food, school material for children, and items for your other young children. We also see a lot of need for psychological support for refugees who have arrived after the experiences that they've lived through in Syria over the last year. But just to sum it up, it's a difficult situation for many of them because they're not sure how they're going to survive in the coming months, and they're mostly relying on aid.
What kind of ordeal have they been through?
Well, for a lot of them, they've survived conflict. They've suffered the loss of family members. You see a lot of a large number of women and children who are here, where they have either husbands, brothers, and sons who are back in Syria, engaged in the conflict. We've seen there's a number of men here who have actually survived torture, or they've been injured in the conflict. So there's a whole range of difficult experiences that they've been through.
And what kind of help is the Red Cross providing?
Well, at the moment, the Red Cross and Red Crescent movement, we're in-country supporting the Jordan Red Crescent, who have been supporting these refugees living in communities since the beginning of the year. So to date, some 11,000 families have been receiving regular food parcels and other household items. Since we've seen a drastic increase in the number of refugees, particularly since July through August and September, and the Federation of the Red Cross, last month in August, we launched an international appeal so that we can scale up our support to the Jordan Red Crescent and reach more of these vulnerable, the most vulnerable families who are living in the communities, including helping them to prepare for the coming winter, which is actually much colder than most people would expect in Jordan.
What kind of practical support can you offer?
Well, what we're looking at doing is we're investigating the possibility of providing cash grants, cash transfers to the most vulnerable families to help them to pay for their rent, to buy medicines for people with chronic health conditions in the family, so to buy uniforms and transportation costs to get children to school. We're also looking at providing needed items for winter, such as blankets, mattresses, heaters, etc., because, of course, a lot of families, where they have been able to find accommodation, they don't have the resources to buy the basic household items that they need.
I heard that some local landlords are sort of jacking up rents. Is that true?
Well, we have heard of some cases of eviction. That's true. And certainly, given economics and supply and demand, there's been a lot of pressure, and we've seen rents rise, particularly in the north of Jordan. However, on the other hand, we've also come across plenty of examples whereby landlords are waiting. Have given the Syrian refugee family some time to come up with money. That's why I mentioned the debt problem earlier, there's a number of families who are actually in debt to their landlords for several months' rent and unsure how they're going to be able to meet that and continue to stay here in Jordan.
Is there tension between Jordanians and Syrians?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Is there tension between Syrians and Jordanians?
Did you ask how is the relationship between them?
I
think we have to give a great deal of credit to the Jordanians and to the Jordan government because they've kept the border open and they've been welcoming Syrians in. There is access for most refugees to public health clinics and the education system for children. But the reality is, with the spike in numbers that has happened, the public systems and infrastructure just aren't able to cope with these huge numbers. And we're starting to see a little more tension between some of the between the two communities, especially in the north. But by and large, the relationship is pretty good.
What do you fear is going to happen over the next few months as winter approaches?
Well, unfortunately, from the way we see things and also the feedback that we're getting from the refugees themselves, no one is expecting the situation in Syria to improve in the near future. So people are mostly telling us that no one expects much to change within the next 6 months. People are not going to be able to return in the short term. So their focus is on finding a way in which they're going to be able to survive here in the coming months. But from our assessments and our meeting with refugee families, it's clear that without additional support from the international community, many of them are not going to be able to meet their basic needs.
Okay, Richard, thanks very much. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.